Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Well, I don't know how you feel, but I am so angry I could scream! Didn't you see the cartoon about you in today's student paper? They show you dressed like a caveman and ripping off Bo Whitley's bloody arm and holding it up in the air.
Oh, honey, I mean, it's just a cartoon. I don't know what you're so upset about.
God, it makes you look like a Neanderthal.
Well, you know, this Alan, I don't know what his name is, Pulsifer, kid that drew the cartoon. You know, honey, he's just a young man. He's just trying to do his job. Now, it doesn't bother me. I don't want it to bother you.
Well, it does bother me. I'm going to go do something about it.
No, honey, don't. Sweetheart, just let it go.
How can you just let it go?
Well, it's called being an adult, Kelly. I mean, it's a lesson in taking the high road, sweetheart. Now, you just run along to class. I'll see you later, huh? Let it go. Let it go, huh? How's it going, guys?
3,000 to go, Coach.
Good. Keep at it, Pulsifer.
Like him to miss an interview, especially after we've won. But listen, I'll be glad to answer any questions you might have. I'm defensive coordinator. I've been with Coach Fox over 20 years, so I think I can speak with some authority. Plus, you're in any part of the football program I don't know inside and out, so talking to me, I guess, would be pretty much the same as talking to him. Right, I'll have him give you a call. Thank you very much. Nice talking to you, too. It's always a pleasure to work with a coach. There you are. Did you forget about your interview with the Minneapolis Star?
Oh, man, was that today? Well, nothing's going right.
What's going wrong this morning?
Well, everything. I went out to get my paper, and it wasn't where it usually was. I had to go looking for it for 5 minutes in the bushes. And it turns out the stupid paper boy just had laid it right there on my porch. And I went to make breakfast, and I was all out of raisin bread, and that shot that to hell. And then on the way into work this morning, I get stopped at both traffic lights, huh? I just ought to pack it up and move to the South Pacific because nothing's going right.
Hey, now, I'll tell you the truth. I don't know how much more of this I can take.
What is your problem?
You're my problem. Ever since you and Christine broke up, you come in here every Monday morning like it's the end of the world.
Hey, this has nothing to do with me and Christine breaking up. Anybody feel this way after a day like this?
Hey, I know it's killing you about breaking up, but you got to do something to straighten yourself out. I mean, it's been 3 weeks. You're not getting better. You're getting worse.
Morning, everybody. How are we doing today?
We're doing fine, Dauber.
Still missing Christine, huh, Coach?
Oh, I'm not missing Christine.
Oh, come on. You don't have to pretend around Dauber and me. We understand how upset you are. You're an emotional wreck. Not to mention what it's doing to you physically.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. It's not easy going 3 weeks without, you know, conjugation.
What?
Come on, we're adults here. We're guys. We can talk about this in the open without getting all embarrassed. Would you close the door, Doc?
I don't want to talk about
well,
this.
You're going to talk about it. You need some help.
What kind of help am I going to get from you guys?
Hey, I'll have you know when it comes to this subject, I have a lot of experience.
Nobody's gone longer without sex than I have. I'm going to say one word only, and the whole thing will take care of itself.
Wow, what's the word?
Quilts.
No. Quilts?
Quilts. I'm saying get a hobby. Get something to get your mind off your lower regions.
Yeah, okay. You're suggesting that I make a quilt, huh?
Hey, I know it sounds silly, maybe the first time, too, but I'm telling you, Hayden, it works.
I can't believe I am hearing this.
Well, instead of knocking it, why don't you try it? You got to do something. You can't go the rest of the season like this. Quilt making will relax you. Then you have something nice to lay at the foot of your bed.
So you do this, huh, Luth?
2 or 3 times a week since 1966.
Luther, Luther.
I got a quilt 80 feet long.
Look, it helps you, that's fine. But the day I turn to quilt making to solve my problems is the day I seal up my windows and my doors and turn on the gas.
Hayden, if you just try it.
You know, Luth, I think Coach's problems might be a little bit more complex than a simple lack of physical intimacy. It's a known fact that men take longer to heal after a relationship than women.
Come on.
No, it's true. We talked about this in my psychology classes. Men aren't socialized towards a healthy expression of their emotions. Plus, we're generally lacking an effective support system in time of personal crises.
What the hell are you talking about, Tom?
Sorry, I do tend to get clinical. In layman's terms, we are macho jerks. When women break up, they cry, they talk to their friends and share their feelings, and then it's over. Men keep everything bottled up inside and have heart attacks.
Well, I'd like to share my feelings.
Would you shut up, Dauber?
I'm not going to have a heart attack because I broke up with Christine.
Well, I'm not saying you would have a heart attack necessarily. It could be a stroke or an aneurysm. Coach, I just think that you would feel a lot better if you were able to share your feelings with other men who are going through the same kind of situation.
Wait. You're talking about like a group kind of thing?
Well, my psychology professor knows about a support group like this up in Minneapolis.
Yeah, I am not going to sit around with a bunch of losers and talk about how I feel. Hell, I don't even talk to myself about how I feel.
It's not what you're thinking, Coach. These would be regular guys, just like yourself.
No, they wouldn't. If they were like me, they wouldn't be in a group.
I mean, they would be like you in that they've been dumped.
I still say a nice quilt.
Shut up, loser.
Listen. You only have to go one time. If you don't like it, don't go back.
I'm not going all the way to Minneapolis to join a Lonely Hearts Club.
What if I just call and get the information?
No!
Hayden's right. He doesn't have to go all the way to Minneapolis to get help with a personal problem. He's got help right here. Well, I just come over to your cabin tonight. I bring my quilt, my sewing kit, my pattern book. And we'll just, you know, sew till you feel better.
Get the information, Dauber.
Hi, I'm David. Huh. Are you here for the men's support group?
Yeah, I guess so.
Are there any questions that I can answer for you? Not that I'm in charge, but we usually take turns leading the group, and this is my month.
How long does this thing usually last?
Not that long. I know the first time's always a little uncomfortable, but it gets easier. We're very informal. We only use our first names. The only thing we ask each other is that everybody be just open and honest.
Well, that sounds pretty fair, I guess.
Well, good. Let me get your name tag. What's your first name?
Ken.
All right, Ken. There you go. Welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we get started, guys?
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to start tonight by introducing a new member of the group. Let's have a nice warm welcome for Ken. Back to our group, one of our founding members, Ernie.
Dumped again, huh, Ern?
This is the 7th time Ernie's been back.
My problem is I'm addicted to love.
Your problem is you're a loser.
Boy, anywhere, Ernie, welcome back, and we're here to help.
I know you are. Thank you.
Now, Ken, usually when we get a new member in the group, we like to ask him to start and tell us a little bit about himself. So, just feel free to open up and tell it like it is.
No, I really just came here to listen, that's all.
You'll find that you get a lot more out of this if you participate.
Now, come on. Tell us a little bit about Ken and Ken's world.
Well, okay. My name's Ken, and I'm a kennel operator.
Ken, the kennel operator.
That's right, Hoyt. Ken's kennels.
Well, what brought you here, Ken?
Well, I was, I don't want to really talk about this.
Now, come on.
Well, I was in a 4-year relationship, and it ended, and some of the guys at the kennel were saying I was getting kind of testy.
Why did the relationship end?
Because she wanted to get married, and I just couldn't commit to it.
If someone wanted to marry me, I'd be committed.
If somebody wanted to marry you, they should be committed.
Why couldn't you commit, Ken?
I don't know. I've been in a marriage before, and it just didn't work.
Well, why didn't it work?
Well, she said that I was obsessed with my career. I don't know. Maybe I am obsessed with my career.
You're obsessed with keeping dogs in cages?
There's a lot more to it than just that, Hoyt.
What? You throw them in some food, you hose out the cage? I mean, hey, what's the big deal, huh?
Have you ever run a kennel?
No.
Well, then don't go shouting your mouth off about something you don't know anything about.
You want to tell us about your marriage?
Well, that's pretty typical, really. I mean, not much to say. We got married and grew to hate each other and got divorced. I've been feeling like garbage ever since.
Well, maybe you've been feeling like garbage because the wound is still so fresh. How long ago was it?
18 years.
18 years? Are those human years or dog years?
Well, I knew something was up when Eloise insisted we have dinner at a bowling alley. I knew then I'd been set up again.
Now, Ernie, speaking for myself, you've got to start looking for these early warning signs. Well, we can talk more about this on Wednesday.
Great.
You want to wait a minute, Ken?
I thought we were done, aren't we?
Well, yeah, we're kind of wrapping it up. Will you be back next time?
Oh, yeah, I'll be back.
Okay, well, great. Then everybody be here Wednesday, and thanks, guys. Yeah. Ken, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, sure.
You're not coming back, are you?
What do you mean? I said I was.
I know when someone's uncomfortable. I mean, it was obvious that you were more at ease talking about the kennel than you were talking about your personal life.
Oh, I just hate this kind of stuff, that's all.
I used to be the same way. I know. I hated this group stuff at first. But let me tell you, I've learned to open up, and it's helped me in my relationships with women. I have a date tomorrow night with a lady that I don't think I could have approached if it hadn't been because of this group. In fact, if I told you who it was, you probably wouldn't believe me. You watch Channel 6 News?
We used to.
I am going out with Christine Armstrong.
Heading in yet?
I can't wait until he gets here. I'm really anxious to hear how it went last night. I
tell you, he's not going to go for this group stuff.
Well, whether he likes it or not, I'm just pleased that after 8 years, he's finally listened to something I said. It shows he trusts me, that I have become, in his eyes, something of a peer. And that really makes me feel great. Hey, Coach!
Robert, you're fired.
Huh?
Well, I ought to fire you for sending me up there to that stupid group. That's the worst thing I've ever done.
I don't want to run this in the ground. I just want to say I was sewing last night and I feel great.
Maybe you didn't give the group a chance. Did you open up? Did you share?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sharing Christine.
What?
Yeah, one of the guys in the group is dating her.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, some open, sensitive guy known only as David.
Feeling a real personal sense of defeat about this.
Gee, she's dating already? I mean, you've only been broken up for 3 weeks.
Hey, just because she went out on one date doesn't mean it's anything serious.
Well, I don't know about serious. I mean, what if she falls in love with the guy?
She's not going to fall in love after one date. It took a long time for her and Coach to fall in love. Up until then, it was just sexual.
She stinks a lot, Dub. I haven't even thought about that. I got to call her.
What are you going to say?
Well, I'm going to find out what the hell is going on. I want to know how somebody who can want to marry me 3 weeks ago can just forget about me like that.
Hello?
Yeah, Christine? Hayden.
Hi, Hayden.
Yeah, answer me one question. 3 weeks ago when we broke up, if I'd been willing to get married, you'd have said yes, right?
What's going on?
Just to answer the question, Christine.
Bark at me. What is your problem?
I'll tell you what my problem is. I've been betrayed by the woman I love.
What are you talking about?
Look, I spent the last 3 weeks ripping my guts out, trying to figure out a way to get us back together. And while I've been down here feeling bad and everything, you've been up there in Minneapolis just dating your little brains out.
I am not dating my little brains out. I have a date. Not that it matters. How did you find out about that?
Well, what do you mean, how did I find out about it? None of your business how I found out. Men know these things, Christine. I can't believe you do this to me.
Well, Hayden, what did you think I was going to do? Sit around forever and wait for you?
No, not forever, but at least 3 weeks, Christine. Come on. Geez, the Department of Motor Vehicles gives you more time than that when your license expires.
Hayden, look. Somebody did ask me out, and I accepted. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And I certainly don't think I have to explain that.
So in other words, there's no need in me trying to change because basically I am out of the picture and you've moved on.
Are you saying that you are trying to change?
Well, gosh, Christine, who's had time? I'm still in shock. I'm not even sleeping in the middle of my bed yet.
Hayden, nobody is putting a gun to your head. The whole reason we broke up is because you said that you can't change, and I accept that. Just like you're going to have to accept that I am going on with my life.
Well, I can't accept that.
Well, you have to.
What if you fall in love with this guy?
Oh, Hayden, look, I can't keep having these conversations. I know where you stand, and you know where I stand. And every time we talk, we just keep ending up in the same place. I have to go.
Wait.
Yeah. You want us to leave, Coach?
Why don't you offer to leave before the phone call?
What'd she say?
Well, basically, she said it's all over, Hayden. I'm going to give my phone number and put it on the wall of every men's room in Minneapolis.
Doesn't sound like Christine.
I'm paraphrasing, Dauber. That was the gist of it. I can't believe this. I mean, she's going to go ahead and go out with this guy. There's nothing I can do. I mean, what if she falls in love with him? My life's going to be over.
Hey, maybe you ought to tell the guy in your group about you and Christine, and then he could talk him out of it.
Because I don't even know the guy's name. I don't even know when I'll see him again.
Yes, I do. At that stupid support group tomorrow night.
Came back.
Yeah.
Gee, I'm glad. It's nice to have some new blood in the group. So how are things at work?
Fine, yeah. We had a good practice afternoon.
What do you practice at a kennel?
We practice opening the cages and letting the dogs go out and come back in again. In case of a fire or an earthquake, something like that.
I never thought of that. Where do you take a dog in an earthquake?
Well, you do what you do with people. You stick them under a door jam.
How do you get them to stay there?
That's why we practice, Ern. Hey, look, you know, when I leave work, I kind of like to leave it there.
What do you know? Kennel Ken and his dog, Ernie.
Yeah, anybody seen that David guy?
Yeah, I saw him parking his car.
Did he look happy?
Well, he wasn't wagging his tail and panting, if that's what you mean.
Evening, guys. Hey, Ken, you're back.
All right, huh? Yeah, tra-la-la. What do you say? Let's get started, huh? Let's do some sharing.
Yeah. You seem a little testy tonight. Is anything wrong?
No. Just want to start sharing. Feel like really good sharing. Come on. Let's spill our guts. What do you say?
Okay. All right. Who'd like to go first?
I'll start, okay? How'd your date go?
I thought you wanted to talk.
I'm talking. Okay, this is my sharing. How'd your date go?
It went fine.
How fine? Define fine.
Kent, I'm sensing a lot of hostility.
Oh, this isn't hostility, Dave. This is support. So what'd you do?
Well, we went out and had dinner.
Ooh, what'd you have? Who cares? I care. A meal can set the tone for a whole evening.
They had shrimp in honor of you. Look, it doesn't matter what they had for dinner. It's what they had after dinner that matters, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to hear about that.
Well, after dinner, we went back to her apartment.
We'll get more.
Hold on. Come on. If you guys are that desperate, why don't you make a quilt? So what'd you do at her apartment?
Nothing. We just talked.
Another loser.
Truth is, she's in love with somebody else.
Somebody else?
Yeah. This guy she used to go with. I don't think she's going to be ready for a relationship for a long time.
Really?
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, this has really been fun sharing with you guys, but I'm all talked out. I got to go.
You're leaving?
Yeah. Well, I got to pick up a crate of poodles at the airport.
You know, your date really sounds rough. We feel sorry for you, Dave.
If you want to feel sorry for somebody, feel sorry for the guy she's in love with. I mean, this is one great lady, guys. Beautiful, warm, smart, and she's fun to talk to. The kind of woman we're all looking for.
Yeah, but why would a guy let a woman like that go, huh?
Maybe he didn't know what he had.
Maybe he's afraid of something.
I thought you were leaving.
Yeah, I can stay a little longer. The crates have holes in them.
What do you think a guy like that's afraid of?
I don't know that guy, but sounds a little like me. Maybe he's afraid of getting married, you know? I mean, maybe he just doesn't want to go through all that pain again.
See, that's the kind of guy that belongs in a group like this. That's a guy we could help.
So what would you do with a guy like that?
We could help him by showing that he's a good guy and he has a right to be happy. And that the hurt's not going to last forever.
My problem's a little like this guy's problem. You want to talk about me?
Yeah. How many poodles fit in a crate?